This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, depending on whose numbers you use, anywhere from 10 to 12 million undocumented immigrants in this country. Much of the debate, the fight, really, has focused on Hispanics and the Mexican border. But of that 10 to 12 million people, almost 4 million of them entered the United States legally. So Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports now on the immigration story happening at airports and along the northern border.
In Los Angeles, people throw away all kinds of furniture that's worth money. It just needs some repair.
I could build a little coffee table out of this, which would cost me nothing, and sell it for $150.
That's a man I'll call Will. If he sells that coffee table, it will be under the table. Will works in the underground economy because he has a secret. Will is Canadian. The last time he crossed the border, Will told the U.S. official that he was just coming to Seattle to shop for the weekend.
So I basically entered the country on a lie.
He eventually applied for and got a visa to work legally for a music company in L.A. Then the music company tanked. Will lost his job and his visa. Now 50 years old, Will has lived here for half his life. I met him at a small house he rents in the Silver Lake neighborhood, a warm breeze playing with the wind chimes on his front porch. Will's a laid-back dude. He doesn't care if you call him an illegal.
In conversation, I'll kind of jokingly say, well, I'm an illegal alien, and people are always shocked because I don't look or sound like an illegal alien.
He's white, medium build, with sandy brown hair. And even though he may not look the part, he does represent so-called illegal aliens. Like Will, an estimated 30 to 40% of the undocumented population in the U.S. did not sneak across the border. Many of them flew here in an airplane, and their papers were on the up and up. But it's what happens next that concerns Republican Congressman Lou Barletta.
They come on a visa, the visa expires, and they simply don't go home. They blend into the interior of the country, and we can't find them.
They are known as visa overstays. Will, the Canadian, is one of them, working under the table alongside undocumented Latinos.
As a handyman, I do work in houses that are under construction, and I see how Mexicans are treated and how they're paid. And I am not treated that way, even though I am just as undocumented as they are.
Americans simply aren't on the lookout for Canadians because they're not seen as an economic threat.
Canada has such a high standard of living, much higher than it is in America. And most people in Canada have no desire to come here.
But when Canadians do come here to work, they don't necessarily have to start at the bottom.
I don't see many Canadians who come here and work as busboys.
Canadians are hardly alone. Educated professionals from around the world work in the U.S. without official authorization. Congressman Barletta sees this flaw in the immigration system as a threat to national security and job security.
They may not be looking for an entry-level job. They may be looking for much different jobs, and some of them even high-tech jobs.
Barletta has introduced a bill that would make it a crime to stay in the country after a visa expires. In terms of any broader immigration reform, Congressman Barletta won't support any legislation that doesn't address visa overstays.
That's a non-starter for me.
One solution involves the collection of biometric data from foreign visitors.
All passengers are requested to report any suspicious behavior.
At airports, we collect the biometric data on the way in.
Can I help you down here? Next.
But not on the way out. That means there's no reliable calculation for the number of people who may have overstayed their visas. Teresa Cardinal Brown is with the Bipartisan Policy Center, which recently reviewed the issue.
To do biometrics on departure would require implementation of some sort of infrastructure at all of our ports of entry, air, sea, and land that simply doesn't exist yet.
That infrastructure would cost taxpayers north of $3 billion, money that hasn't been allocated. So the U.S. is still a long way from being able to identify and track down visa overstays. And that's lucky for Will, the Canadian living in L.A. At home, Will plays the piano for an audience of one, his dog. The wind chimes provide accompaniment. It seems like a carefree existence, but it could all be taken away. And after 25 years here, L.A. is the only home Will knows.
I have nothing in Canada. I have no place to go. It would be just like going to another country and starting over. I have nightmares about it.
Will is trapped in immigration limbo.
If he ever returned to Canada, he would not be allowed back into the U.S. He's already told his mother that he can't come back, even if she gets sick.
I said, you know, if something happens, I can't go. If you have a heart attack in Canada, I can't go there. And she's like, I know, and I understand, and it's okay.
That's just one of the compromises necessary for people like Will, who continue to work in this country after their visa has long since expired. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.